after all of that, we had 5 minutes to leave, and he's decided he wanted to be Spider-Man, so we quickly just had to change. We are book week day two. Luckily, it's our last one. We tried to convince Austin to go as Spider-Man, but he is just adamant. He wanted to go as Farmer George. So I was like, why don't we go as a different character in Farmer George? Instead, we're going as Farmer Jack. So that's what we're doing, which is super good in a way, because I didn't spend any money on book week this year. I was like, we're literally just going to do work with what we've got at home. I know some parents go all out for book week, but like, she's just a bit expensive. And I mean, it is okay if you don't spend money and your costume isn't like a 10 out of 10. Kids aren't gonna care. As long as they look somewhat similar to their character, doesn't matter. And I mean, I personally feel like they don't even need to be a character out of a book. Like, if they wanted to go as, I don't know, Elsa, for example, she's technically not a book character, she's a movie character, but so many kids still go as Elsa, and it's totally fine. Like, there's this big controversy, controversial. I don't know how to say that play word, but you know what I mean. I'm not going to go out and spend hundreds of dollars on something that they're going to strip off by lunchtime anyways. Like, and look at Aussie. Like, yes, we have a Spider-Man costume. He doesn't want to be Spider-Man. He wants to be Jack the Farmer. Let them be what they want to be. I just think there's so much pressure put on parents to, like, have it fantastic. But really, you don't need to. Anyway, that's my little rant on book week. So hope all the other mums are gonna survive this week. And until next year.